In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, we're about to go around the NFL here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. I'm not going to lie. I love it when you guys text in. Sometimes I'm interested in the thought process of the text. Not trying to be mean or anything, but from the 832. They said, here's a question. Name one former Texas that could help this current team. They're choosing Folu Fatukasi. And I don't know if they were just thinking a Texan from this season that's not playing or whatever, but if we're going all former Texans, I don't think Foley's top 10. And that's all with all due respect to him, because I thought he was very useful for you last year.
Thank you for the text, Mrs. Fatukasi. what, 20, 25 you could name?
You think 20, 25?
Easy.
All right.
Former Texans, as far as
that,
like
that could help this team
that,
right
that's
now.
That's still currently playing in the NFL, yeah.
Or current play, or just like former Texans. Period.
No, just former Texans.
All right, go for it. I would like to hear. You said 25.
Yeah. let's say Chris Myers.
Okay.
Dwayne Brown.
Yeah.
Wade Smith.
Agree.
Let's go. I'm just in off the top of my head.
Yep. That's three.
Let's see who else is on the offensive. I can name 10 offensive linemen, and I'm just trying. I don't have the list in front of me. You have a list?
Someone said Arian Foster. I think I'd probably take that.
Arian Foster.
Yeah, 3-2.
Owen Daniels.
Okay.
Come on. Right. Come on.
You don't think he can help this team?
Fox? Come on.
Well, I'm just thinking like the areas of significant.
Danielle Manning. Let's see. Grover Quinn.
Okay,
that's just like
safety
off the top of my head. You could probably go 20, 25 deep.
You said you would go 25.
I could. Let me get the
We ain't got to waste no time.
I thought you were just going to rattle these off. You were like, three and maybe. All right. Yeah. He didn't even say J.J. Watt. That's crazy.
J.J. Watt.
now you said J.J. I see you there. Yeah. All right, let's go around the NFL. Where is Joe Burrow okay?
I don't know.
Because it does not sound like Joe Burrow is okay. Can you give me this audio here? Because yesterday at his press conference, and to be fair, Joe Burrow typically kind of has a little bit of a sullen look generally. I think that's fair to say there. Like he does not always look like he's bursting with energy, and that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But the actual words that he said sounded like Joe Burrow was going through some real stuff right now.
If I want to keep doing this, I have to have fun doing it. You know, I've been through a lot, and if it's not fun, then what am I doing it for? So that's the mindset I'm trying to bring to the table.
Maybe I'm reading too much into it, but it seemed frustrating.
There's just a lot of things going on right now. A lot of things going on right now.
Football related, personally?
All the above. Like you said, there's nothing. All we can do is focus week to week and try to win games. I don't think anybody's really thinking about the playoffs right now. That's within reach, but on our fingertips. So we just got to keep doing what we're doing and try to get better.
Somebody typing their ass off.
Yeah, because Joe Burrow sounds like you might need to call somebody to make sure he's not going to.
It sounds like he in court.
I don't know if there's a good way of saying this. So I apologize if this is crass. Yeah. Joe Burrow sounded like you need to watch him right now.
You
know what I mean? Like, Joe Burrow sounded like
not in a health.
We're not letting you buy you. We're not letting you alone. That's the kind of sound that he had.
When I saw that, I'm like, man, we need to pray for him. I don't know what's going on. He said all of the above, so football related, personal.
Yeah. I'm sensing Andrew Luck vibes.
That's been brought up a number of times. And so the question I have is, how much of this do you feel is the Bengals and how woeful they are? How much do you feel like is the injuries that have continued to plague him, but put the Bengals in some ways in these circumstances? And how much of this do you feel like is just outside and maybe him not wanting to play football?
I would say 75-25%. This is not, I want out as in I want to play somewhere else. This is, I want out.
You think so?
Out.
Yeah. You know? To me, it seemed like, I mean, even if he did want to go somewhere else, I don't know how easy that is.
Right.
For him to just go to another team.
We've seen how easy that is here in this city. When a quarterback is like, I want out, that's not the easiest thing to make happen. I hope he doesn't have a scandal that then complicates it.
But see, that's the thing. Yeah. When there's no scandal going on, it's not that easy. Mm-hmm. You think the Bengals going to be like, all right, cool.
Well,
they ain't going to do that.
But
so.
I don't even think that's the main thing. And then you talk about, you know, keep an eye on Joe Burrow. I don't think it's like I want to play somewhere else. I think it's I've been battered for, what, 3 years, 4 years in a row?
That's where I was getting
that. I think
this
past preseason was the first preseason that he even played in like 3 years.
Yeah.
Because he's been so beat up. That's Andrew Luck.
Yeah.
That's Andrew Luck.
Yeah. But he did specify, in order for me to keep doing this, I need to have fun. And that does sound like somebody who is angling. Not to say that he is
maybe, but it also maybe I'm not having any fun anymore.
Like on top of the losing, and then he's going through every year is an injury.
It could be what you said, but it also could be like I don't get the most out of this game anymore.
Sure.
Yeah,
you know,
that's kind of like doing a job that's like a very like hard job. To the point you like, man, I don't know how long I could do to keep doing this.
Yeah.
And I don't think that either of those are unfair. Like, I think it is absolutely fair to see and hear the clear comparisons to one Andrew Luck, as we saw in division, where he was like, taking a toll. And then all of a sudden it was like, actually,
I'm out. Yeah.
And I think that there is an even further connection to make there. Andrew Luck was a unique type of dude. Mm-hmm. Like, he was not motivated by the things that I think motivates other people. Joe Burrow was somewhat similar in that way. Like, he's a little bit more of a thinker than I think people give him credit for.
Yeah.
And I could imagine him and see him going like, all right, what is this all for? But at the same time, he's a competitor. That shows through. And I think for me, I just keep hearing the having fun. And I go, yeah, when you're fighting back from injury, that's a lot. But when you're fighting back from injury so that you can go and fight to maybe claw your way into the playoffs and know that you don't have any way of getting in and doing anything, especially because there's no defense and there never will be. I think that probably hampers the opportunity of fun, where I imagine him being somewhere else would feel a lot more fun and maybe would make all of the sacrifices in the fighting back from injury and those things worthwhile.
I think both things are very much a possibility.
Yeah, I don't think he's looking right now. His mindset, I don't think he's looking, hey, maybe if I go somewhere else, it'd be fine. I think right now in the moment, he's just like mentally drained, probably tired of being injured. Tired of losing and just don't really see the light at the end of the tunnel.
And no one is going to feel sorry for, you know, the money that he's making and all that.
Certainly.
But I don't care who you are or how much money you make. When you feel trapped, like there's no way out. And to your point, like, Figgy, like, how difficult is a trade going to be? You know, how much is this going to even be a possibility? I think he feels trapped. He makes a bleep ton of money, but it's just like he's like, my option right now is...
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Out.
Yeah, it's a lot of people, just regular day-to-day jobs that have like a tough job.
Sure.
And they will leave that tough job for a less-paying job just to have that peace.
Yeah.
Now, with that being the case, we're talking about it from the Joe Burrow perspective. If you're one of these other 31 teams in the NFL, I feel like there's a number of them. I feel like the Browns might not be as easy to sell. I feel like there's a number of them that should be like
3 first round picks.
Hey, Bengals, you want to talk about how you doing? I ain't talked to you in a little bit. And I feel like,
hey, we gave you a quarterback. You got to give us a quarterback back.
Do you have any thoughts as to what teams should be on the phone? Because one very much comes to mind for me, and it's probably the Miami Dolphins.
New Orleans Saints.
The only thing I think is like, is he going from the frying pan into the fire there, right? Like, what is the material change? Yeah. If indeed what I'm thinking is right and he's just like, I don't like it here and this is too much of an uphill battle, going to the New Orleans Saints, does that change it at all?
Yeah, I think it's better than the Bengals.
I think it's better. Played at LSU, legend. He could be, you know, sort of an Archie Manning type. Let's put this thing back together.
I don't know if anybody wants to be an Archie
one's
Manning
ever, no
type.
One's ever, no, I'm talking about like our guy.
Archie Manning let's got build. Beat up for no reason.
No. You're missing my point here. What I'm saying is on bad teams, he was still the hero. You know, he was still a guy that they were trying to build around, and they never did with Archie. But you know what I'm saying? Like, one of those guys that they're going to embrace no matter what.
I thought about the New York Jets because they got the ammo to make a trade that.
Mm-hmm.
And you got Aaron Glenn, who they foaming at the mouth for a quarterback.
They are. So I throw up the Dolphins, you throw up the Jets. I wonder if, especially with the trade that they made this year, if the Indianapolis Colts aren't just like, all right, empty the barrel. Because that's,
What do they have?
I don't know exactly how you make it happen.
They gave up one. I think they got one first round pick they could probably trade because you can't trade more than three.
Right.
In 3 years, right?
And they traded for.
They traded two.
Yeah. For Sauce, yeah. But somebody said, God forbid, Burrow goes to Minnesota. Oh, God.
Yeah.
That would be kind of scary.
That would be an incredible way to just absolutely, you know, fix the bad decisions that they've clearly made there. A quarterback, that would be huge there. But I don't think that any of that actually comes to fruition. It seems like it'd be really difficult to actually make that happen. But that's all possibilities. Some other things around the NFL here. Did you see this at all? I thought this was interesting that Troy Vincent, who is the vice president of football operations for the NFL, he made it public that the NFL has been engaged in bargaining with the NFL Referee Association to extend the CBA.
Mm-hmm.
And he really termed it as remaining focused on implementing changes in the agreement with the new CBA. Because I think something that can sometimes be forgotten is just as the players have to negotiate with the league, the refs do.
Yeah.
And some of the inabilities of seeing real change with refereeing and stuff happens because it's collectively bargained and they're held to that. I think that this could be a real real watershed moment for officiating in the NFL because I think we're all fairly tired with the way that it happens in some ways.
Right. Did you know that right now, once the Super Bowl ends, the NFL cannot have any contact with referees until after May?
Yeah.
None. You can't even contact them for whatever clinics or, you know, rules changes or whatever it may be. It's been, 30 years we've been talking about we need to make these guys full-time employees and such. I think that's what we're talking about here. And I think that's ultimately where they end up.
Yeah. So according to Troy Vincent, what the league is looking to try and get done, and it's their bargaining stance. Mm-hmm. The refs association will also have their side of this, but they're trying to reward performance so that only high performing game officials will have year end bonuses. So right now, you know, obviously they can kind of determine assignments based off of performance, but the actual year end bonuses, they're like, only the good ones get that. That's what the NFL is trying to do, which I imagine a lot of fans are like, yes, please.
Mm-hmm.
Flexibility and even more flexibility in postseason assignments. So even the thing that they have now, trying to expand that.
Yeah.
A longer probationary period to figure out if officials are really good. So if they underperform early, you have a longer period of time to be like, actually, no, this has not been good enough.
Yeah.
More training and development. All these things feel like they're evident. I just wonder what the other side of it is for the refs as they're arguing and bargaining.
And I think the other side of this is if you become a full-time employee, you have to compensate accordingly. Some of these guys are like doctors and, you know,
a lot of lawyers.
And such. So I think the compensation, you know, if you're going to do all that, well, then the compensation has to be, you know, bigger too.
Yeah. So I will be watching this just on a pure intrigue basis because, look, we're coming off of a stretch of what, like a handful of years where real conversations have been had about is the league have a script and rigging things and stuff. And now with the like gambling and all of these conversations that are happening in other sports, maybe not as much in football, I think it's imperative to make sure that the administration of the game gets better as opposed to worse in this time period
now.
So I think that this could be a really interesting moment. I'm interested to see if they're actually able, the NFL is, to get some of these things done. But that will come with time, especially in the next few months, I believe. Some other things around the NFL. Did you see that the NFL is launching and will financially support a professional flag football league?
I did.
You have any interest in this?
No real personal interest. I think this is their initiative. This thing with girls flag football, professional flag football. I don't think this is going to be like the XFL or UFL or anything like that where there's some sort of development. I think this is just one of their initiatives that they want to get behind.
So a men's and a women's league are what they're looking for. This does feel like an initiative. Mm-hmm. I was trying to see if, like, is this just a thing with it? Because they're putting, $32 million into this, the NFL. How much of this is we're trying to do a thing that is just, like, on our minds? Or how much of this is something that can be a backdoor benefit to the league at large?
Very, very minuscule, I feel. Really just skilled position players and how many of those, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
You made note of the fact that Mike Evans has finally been activated. He was dealing with an injury that had him on the IR. You feel like the Bucs are more dangerous here. I feel like does it not feel like it's too late for that danger to actually be something to.
Aren't they still in the
NFL?
Hunt for the division?
They are. That division is.
I mean,
is
there you
mess.
Go. I mean that alone, right there. I mean, yeah, they're 7-6. Panthers 7-6. Mike Evans coming back. They got somebody else back too, but. I think this is the Buccaneers are a dangerous team. They've just lost some here recently, but they have been a dangerous team.
Well, I think one of the things, though, is you could say they're a dangerous team, and you're not wrong in that inherently. I think that one of the things that makes them feel like a dangerous team is we go, oh, Baker Mayfield's been pretty good. That actually hasn't been true since the early portions of
lately,
the season.
No, lately they've struggled. That, you know, that's what I'm talking about. How much better does Baker Mayfield get with Mike Evans on the field?
And that's a good question. You know? I'm interested in seeing because one of the things about Baker is that over the last few years, he's probably a poster child of, oh, look, the idea of this stopgap quarterback can actually go a lot further than we had previously thought. What happens if it was just a really good stretch?
Yeah, no.
It's probably unfair to characterize it as such.
I think he's done better than that. You know, it's not like, I think he's done it for several years now. And Mike Evans on the field with him, especially when a play breaks down. I mean, Evans is the king of, high pointing the ball on a broken down play, you know, and then going the distance. No, I think that's a big move for them.
Yeah. So I'll be interested in maybe seeing what that looks like. I'm not that it matters for the Texans at all. Mm-hmm. I've gotten to a place where I'm actually not as afraid of the Bucs just generally. Mm-hmm. But I hear what you're saying because Mike Evans still remains as one of those incredible dogged players in the National Football League. I forgot to mention this last week. Did you see that Roger Goodell said that the NFL is considering a second Black Friday game?
I did. They just don't care anymore.
They just
don't care. I mean, we knew that. They just don't care.
We're just going to blow all of this out. And I don't know if they're actually lobbying, but in my mind, I'm like, I imagine the NFL is lobbying to get rid of that Sports Broadcasting Act that stops them from being able to broadcast on Fridays and Saturdays consistently.
And they probably will.
I think that if they get out.
I'm surprised they didn't get rid of it. Took this long.
Yeah.
I think that if they can manage to like get Congress to do that, which is quite possible, it's just going to be football all weekend long.
Every single day. Every single day.
Yes, there will be.
There you go. That's around the NFL here in the loop on this Thursday, Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's talk to our guy. He is a former NFL pass rusher. He is a delight to talk to. Him. That's why we do it every Thursday. Andy Kalu, we'll talk to him next.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.